Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The state reported 13 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday and one new death from the disease. Speaking during a video press conference last night, State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink said the latest COVID fatality was an Anchorage woman in her 40s.
We believe obtained the disease in Anchorage, was admitted earlier this week and passed away yesterday.
It's the seventh death of an Alaskan from COVID-19. The new cases reported Tuesday included 6 from Anchorage, 6 from Fairbanks, and 1 from Palmer. There were also 4 new COVID hospitalizations Tuesday, bringing the total so far to 27. Dr. Zink said the state has conducted over 7,000 COVID-19 tests and focused on the percentage of positive results.
Unfortunately, that does continue to creep up slowly, so we are at 3.2% positive. It's much better than most other states. But we want that number going down as much as possible.
Testing capacity is being built up in rural Alaska as the disease spreads off the road system. Rapid test machines are being distributed to villages, but not enough to meet demand, including in the 42 communities served by the Tanana Chiefs Conference. TCC Health Services Director Jacqueline Bergstrom says the tribal agency has received only 3 test machines and not enough test kits.
The challenge right now is that the machines came with a limited supply of testing material, those kits actually to run the test on the machine.
The Abbott Laboratory's rapid analyzers can process a novel coronavirus test the same day it's administered. Bergstrom says because there aren't enough test kits, village health aides will be prioritizing the rapid COVID-19 tests for rural-based essential workers and high-risk rural-based patients.
I just want to make sure that everyone understands that this is not allowing for a full-blown testing in every single community. Will still be using a state lab and out-of-state labs for testing.
For now, the rapid analyzers are being set up in 3 TCC sub-regional clinics. Test samples from smaller villages can be sent to those hubs or onto Fairbanks for analysis. Bergstrom said she hopes to expand the testing capability when more machines and testing materials become available from the state health department. Oil giant ConocoPhillips announced yesterday that it's shutting down its drill rigs on the North Slope and placing them in long-term storage mode. Alaska Public Media reports that includes a massive Conoco rig nicknamed the Beast. In a statement, Conoco spokesperson Natalie Lohman says the company is aiming to significantly reduce its workforce on the slope because of the heightened risk of COVID-19. Lohman said she didn't have additional information yesterday on workforce impacts, including any layoffs. She said wells in production will continue to produce oil. This winter was supposed to be Conoco's largest exploration and construction season ever in Alaska. Now the industry is not only dealing with the coronavirus, but also an historic drop in oil prices. In early March, Alaska North Slope crude sold for roughly $50 a barrel. On Tuesday, the price fell to under $20. So far, there has been 1 confirmed case of COVID-19 on the slope. A BP worker at Prudhoe Bay tested positive for the disease. Denali National Park has not decided whether summer visitor access will change due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Park Service canceled the Denali climbing season, but park spokesperson G.W. Hitchcock says, quote, the park is not ready to release any updated information regarding its operational posture for the summer season, unquote. Meanwhile, with cruise ships and the Alaska Railroad passenger trains paused until July, there's concern in the Denali Park area that the 600,000 visitors which drive the area's economy won't be showing up this year.
With many businesses either opening late or some actually have announced that they're not opening at all.
Denali Borough Mayor Clay Walker says if the pandemic persists and travel restrictions and quarantines remain in place through the summer, the Denali Borough government stands to lose a lot.
80% of our total revenue does come from the overnight accommodations tax, and it would be a massive hit, almost catastrophic, frankly.
Mayor Walker says April is typically when the area's visitor industry begins ramping up to prepare for the summer season, and that's not happening.
In this month of April and May, we receive typically thousands of seasonal employees. We don't foresee that happening on such a scale, of course. Right now, the way the mandates are, employees should not be coming here.
We have, a year-round population in the Denali borough of about 2,000 people. And there's close to that number that come here as seasonal workers.
Vanessa Juzak is executive director of the Denali Borough Chamber of Commerce. Juzak says the chamber represents 128 businesses, about 50% of which are tourism-based, with the others also dependent on visitors.
Directly impacted by the visitation, even though they're not geared toward that. You know, gas stations or car service.
Juzak says the chamber surveyed members about the upcoming season earlier this month prior to some of the pandemic restrictions.
But the numbers even then were pretty grim in terms of the responses that we got. 68% were seeing significant cancellations for the season, and almost 50% of them were seeing cancellations greater than 50% of their seasonal business for the year.
Juzak says that means negative cash flow for the businesses, about 40% of which said they would be in danger of closing if the trend continues. Juzak says the situation has the chamber helping business owners navigate application for federal loans to stay afloat. Meanwhile, Juzak, Mayor Walker, and others have formed the Denali Recovery Alliance, an effort to position the borough to rebound after the pandemic slowdown. The Nenana Ice Classic is selling tickets through the mail and has extended its ticket purchase deadline to tomorrow. Ice Classic manager Sherry Fornes says tickets allowing buyers to guess a Tanana River ice out date and time are normally primarily sold in retail outlets around Alaska, but the COVID-19 pandemic has cut into those sales, so the Ice Classic organizers are accepting guesses through the mail.
Well, we always let some of the villages mail us in their guesses. Well, because of the coronavirus, we decided that there's a lot of people that probably don't want to go out. So we thought, you know, we'll just go ahead and open it up to everybody in the state.
The Classic doesn't take credit cards, but will accept money orders, cashiers, and personal checks. Anyone wanting to send them a guess must have it postmarked by tomorrow, April 10th. Ticket sales support local nonprofits as well as the Ice Classic jackpot, which Fornes says is expected to be lower this year.
Probably have one of the lowest jackpots that we've had in years and years and years.
Fornes says it'll take longer to log in the guesses, adding that her crew will be sitting far apart in the office with as few people in the room as possible.
It's probably going to take us quite a while because we are getting a lot of them through the mail now. So I hope people can be patient with us.
Last year's Ice Classic jackpot was over $311,000. Due to a record-breaking warm spring in 2019, the tripod moved and tripped the clock at 12:21 a.m. April 14th, the earliest ever breakup in the Classic's 102-year history. I'm Dan Bross.